Hi, this is Rich Bowen. I'm the OpenStack Community Liaison at Red Hat, and continuing my series on project technical leads at OpenStack, I'm talking with Davinam Srinivas, who I've known for a few years outside of the OpenStack context, and he is the PTL for the Oslo project. And Oslo is the OpenStack Commons Library. Thanks for speaking with me, Davinam.
Thanks, Rich. You can call me Dems. You know me by Dems.
Yeah, I know.
Give us a little bit of background. How long has the Oslo project been around?
We were doing things differently. We have a really old history, though. Some of the initial efforts were started back in, release B. But what we were doing so far... So what we were doing... why did Oslo come about? Oslo came about because way back when Nova started, we started splitting code from Nova into separate projects. But these projects were sharing code. So we were trying to figure out the best way to synchronize code between these sibling or child projects. So we ended up with a single repository of source code called Oslo Incubator, where you would have the master copy and everybody would sync from there. But what was happening was everybody had their own sync schedule. Some people were contributing patches back and it was getting hard to maintain those patches. We decided we have to change the method that the team works, and we started releasing libraries for specific purposes. So what you saw in Hilo was a big bang explosion of huge number of libraries from the Oslo team. Most of it was code in Oslo Incubator. We just had to cut the modules in a proper shape, sequence with an API, with correct set of dependencies, and that's what we ended up releasing one by one. Other projects started using things like Oslo Config, Oslo Messaging, Oslo DB, Oslo Log, and all these different libraries. So that's where we are today.
What is it that you'll be doing in coming releases? Is it just the effort of identifying duplication, or are you actively developing new libraries?
Yes, we are. In Liberty, we have 5 new libraries coming up. 3 of them start with Oslo Dot, like Oslo Cache, Oslo Reports, Oslo Service. The other 2 do not have Oslo in their name. One is called Automaton, another one is called Futurist. Automaton is a library for building state machines and things like that. And Futurist is picking up some of the work that is done in upstream futures and things like that, and making it available to all the projects in the OpenStack ecosystem. So these 2 projects can be used outside of Oslo and outside of OpenStack by other people. That's why they don't have the Oslo name in it.
Do you see a lot of projects outside of OpenStack using these?
We hope so. For example, there is a project called Debt Collector, which we think fits well with how do you deprecate code and what are the primitives that we can provide that makes it easy for people to mark their code being deprecated. A lot of people who work on Oslo also work in the overall Python ecosystem. So the hope is that if we design the libraries in such a way that it's reusable, other people will pick some of our stuff up. But that's a stretch goal. The real goal is to make sure that these libraries work well with the OpenStack projects. And the other thing about these libraries are they don't drag in the Oslo baggage, so to say. For example, if you take Oslo DB or Oslo Messaging, they pull in a lot of other Oslo libraries. And these little libraries are designed so they don't drag in other Oslo libraries. So that's the other good thing about these. The way Oslo project has been for the last few cycles has been that we are doing a lot of experiments in Oslo, which have been rolled out to other projects in the OpenStack ecosystems. Oslo is slightly different from other projects in the sense that people don't work on it full time. So we have people work part-time on it. They focus mainly on other bigger projects, and they come here when they need a feature or a fix or things like that, and then they stay. We have a few cores who monitor reviews and bugs across all the Oslo projects, but we also have people who specifically focus on individual little libraries, and they get core rights there. People in the OpenStack ecosystem are experimenting with different structures, like for Neutron, they put everything into subrepos and they experiment that way. And I think what we are doing might be more useful to Nova, for example, and other projects where they would like to keep a set of cores together and also have subsystem maintainers and things like that. Oslo is a good place to do this experimentation because the code base is not that huge. And the community is not that big as well. And the rate of churn in terms of bugs and reviews are not that high as well. We are also experimenting with release versioning and things like that. And some of the things that you've seen recently, driven by Doug across the OpenStack ecosystem, it was basically, we tested it here first in terms of the versioning numbers and not having the Big Bang release, how do we do it, and things like that, leading the way. So the other big thing is, for example, Python 3.4 effort. All the Oslo libraries have to be Python 3.4 compliant first before they can be used and the other projects can adopt. So we end up being in the forefront trying to use libraries, WebSoxify, or other libraries from the OpenStack ecosystem, which are not Python 3.4 compliant, and we work with them to get them compliant and then use it in Oslo libraries, and then we roll it into. So we play an important role, I feel, in the OpenStack ecosystem.
Now, as PTL, is this a full-time thing for you or not? I mean, what are your responsibilities as PTL?
So very time-consuming work is getting the releases out on a weekly basis. We try to make it predictable. At least this cycle, we've started making it predictable earlier. We've heard complaints that, we don't know when you guys are releasing, so we were not ready and things like that. So we have a good process this time around where over the weekend, we run a huge bunch of tests outside of the CI as well as inside our CI system to make sure that the master of all the Oslo libraries work well with Nova, Neutron, Glance, and things like that. And come Monday morning, we decide which projects needs releases based on what has changed in them for the last week or so. We follow the release management guidelines, working with Doug and Thierry to generate the releases during the day on Monday. After Tuesday, you don't have to worry about Oslo releases breaking the CI or your code. That has helped a lot of projects, especially Nova, for example, where if they know there was a break late on Monday evening, they know who to ping, and we start triaging the issues. And by Tuesday, they are back on their feet. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, no problem happens, and we are good to go. Yeah, exactly. But there's always one test case or, one scenario here and there. We try really hard to test beforehand, but like somebody said, it's a living thing. The ecosystem, the CI system is like an emergent behavior. And, it's a living thing, so it's hard.
All right, well, thank you so much, Dims, for taking time to do this.
Thanks for talking to me, Rich.